Governor Cuomo railed against President Trump's anticipated choice to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday and signed an executive order to help protect the reproductive choice rights of New York's women should a future court overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo, speaking at a rally attended by women's groups who support the right to choose abortion, says the Supreme Court has already become a rubber stamp for President Trump, upholding his administration's travel ban for people from some Muslim-majority countries and approving what Cuomo says are the president's anti-union sentiments in the recent Janus decision. That makes it harder for unions to collect dues from non-members who benefit from union contracts. And he says it's going to get even worse.
And mark my words, they are moving to roll back Roe v. Wade. That is going to be the next move by this president. And by the way, they say it. It's not like you have to read the tea leaves.
He says Trump wants to take the nation back 45 years to the early 1970s before Roe v. Wade was decided.
Before women had the constitutional legal protection to control their own bodies. That's what he's saying, and that's what he's doing.
The governor signed an executive order that he says will protect women's reproductive rights. It forbids health care companies from denying coverage, including for abortion, as well as contraceptive coverage. Cuomo also backs a measure known as the Reproductive Health Act, or RHA. It would codify the rights in the Roe v. Wade case into New York law. Abortion has been legal in New York since 1970, but advocates for the Reproductive Health Act say the law is limited and outdated and needs to be modernized. The RHA passed in the Democratic-led state assembly, but it stalled in the state Senate, which has been led for the past several years by Republicans with the help of some breakaway Democrats. Cuomo accused the Republican senators of drinking the Trump Kool-Aid, and he called on the GOP to reconvene at the Capitol and pass the measure or face consequences in November.
I want to say clearly to the Senate Republicans, it's very simple. The bill is on your desk. You either come back and protect a woman's right to choose and respect a woman's reproductive health rights, or the voters of this state are going to say to you in November, you're with Trump? Well, you're fired from the New York State Senate.
Critics of the governor, including his Democratic primary challenger Cynthia Nixon, say Cuomo did not do enough during the past few election cycles to get more Democrats elected to the Senate to pass the Reproductive Health Act. Nixon and others say Cuomo also tacitly supported the members of the Independent Democratic Conference, the breakaway Democrats who helped the GOP maintain control of the Senate. Cuomo denies the accusations. A spokeswoman for the Senate Republicans, Candace Giove, answered Cuomo's charges, saying in a statement that women's health issues deserve more than political stunts with stolen one-liners from The Apprentice. Giove says the Reproductive Health Act would allow non-doctors to perform abortions, and it also waters down rights for pregnant women who are physically abused. And Giove says Cuomo is so frightened of challenger Cynthia Nixon that it's the governor who has drunk the Kool-Aid of what she says are radicals and socialists who now control the Democratic Party. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.